Federal officials say UMR Inc. improperly denied insurance claims for more than 2,000 people. The company's process for evaluating emergency room claims allegedly did not comply with the law. Ruben Chapa is with the Labor Department. He says the denied claims have had major consequences.
In many instances, there's significant impact to an individual's health and welfare. Individuals, in some instances, have gone bankrupt because there's large expenses sometimes associated with the treatment they received.
The lawsuit seeks reimbursement for those with wrongfully denied claims. It also asks the court to prevent the company from continuing that practice. In a statement, the company said the lawsuit is based on an administrative process that's no longer in place. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.